From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams in Washington. The destruction of the World Trade Center in New York played havoc with communication in the city. Phone and internet service has been spotty, while 10 television stations and 4 radio broadcasters lost transmitters that were on top of the North Tower. All but 2 are still off the air. NPR's Rick Carr reports.
If you've tried to call to, from, or within New York over the past few days, odds are you've become familiar with variations on this message.
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now. Will you please try your call again later?
New York's main local telephone company, Verizon, says nobody's sure how badly the phone system's underground cables and junction boxes have been damaged. A switching facility adjacent to 7 World Trade Center was badly damaged. 10 cellular transmitter sites went down. Meanwhile, the system has been handling a huge number of calls. Peter Thonis is a spokesman for Verizon.
Whereas in Manhattan, we handle on our landline phones, in a typical business day, about 115 million calls. In the hours right after the disaster, that spiked to double. That leads to a capacity issue because, of course, no network is built to handle twice its normal peak load.
New Yorkers outside the immediate disaster area have had dial tone for the past few days, but they've had to redial several times before getting through. So many have been using email instead, but internet access has been affected as well. A fiber optic line through the World Trade Center has been severed. Some DSL and cable modem users have lost internet access, and less than a mile from the World Trade Center, one of only 4 buildings in Manhattan that houses banks of equipment connecting modem users to the internet has been crippled. Joe Lapolito is director of network engineering for Navipath, the firm that operates some equipment there.
The building is fine. However, because that section of Manhattan has lost power, providers have generators and battery backup. But at this point, they're having issues with the generators due to dust and debris clogging the intakes. So the generators automatically shut themselves off, and then the battery's exhausted.
Technicians with several major internet service providers say they hope to fix the problems by tomorrow. New York's television broadcasters wish they could deal with their problems so quickly.
Hi, Master. This is Channel 13 Master calling.
The monitor screens in the master control room at public television station WNET show typical PBS fare, but none of it's going out over the air. Only cable subscribers can receive the signal. That's about 70% of the station's potential viewers. Channel 13 was one of 10 TV stations with transmitters atop One World Trade Center. Only one of those had a backup transmitter elsewhere. 4 FM stations lost transmitters as well, including public radio station WNYC. It also had to abandon its studios, which are just over half a mile from the disaster site. Several stations lost staff members who were manning transmitters when the disaster struck. William Baker is president of WNET.
Our transmitter engineer, who is among the missing, is unaccounted for, kept us on the air till the building fell. The picture went out when that building started dropping down. And it's very hard to even talk about that.
Baker says WNET and 8 other TV stations that are still off the air are cooperating, trying to find a solution.
I mean, there's no place to build a tower. That, you know, it's not like we're out in the country someplace. One of the things that we have done is that we've gotten some special permission from our friends at the Empire State Building, who are letting us go up on top, finding a room and putting up an emergency low-power transmitter. We're going to try to get that on next week.
Meanwhile, WNET has opened its hallways to city relief workers and Red Cross volunteers. The station has turned over the lines it uses during its pledge drives to a phone bank for survivors of the disaster and families of victims. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.